This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show keeps having exciting interactions with awesome folks, souls on this journey that are doing extraordinary work that we've spotlighted some before, like Lee Dundas right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome back, right from the Reawaken America Tour.
I know. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's good. Now you can see we're two different people. Somebody's like, is that your sister? Is that who? You know, we have some great times on the show and the things you're doing where you are. I guess it's time for an update, honestly. What's been going on?
You know, just more tyranny. Orange County, California, in November decided they were going to try to put us in a second state of emergency when we're still in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And they enacted an RSV state of emergency. Rectosyncytial virus, RSV, has a death rate of 0.00000478213, which is to say it's not fatal at all. And, you know, I laid into him at the board meeting. I said, we're not locking down ever again, not for RSV, not for anything. This is America. We were born free. We're going to die free. And by the way, this is the hill we die on. You need to go back where you came from, sit down, shut up, and get rid of the second emergency. And it went viral around the world, as Zimbabwe and South Africa. And I think they test these things in Orange County to test the water, because it's a conservative county. It's got a couple of freedom fighters like me and some others in there. And they want to see how much traction it gets or doesn't get around the world. And when you got it going viral on an RSV lockdown in Zimbabwe and South Africa,
that's
a sign to the tyrants that, hey, yeah, the world's probably not ready for a second lockdown. They're getting pretty riled up if Zimbabwe is tuning into OC. So literally, just on the power of that little move and a threat to investigate the private partnership that the county was doing to keep us locked down with technology, which was founded in 2010 by a Department of Defense tech guru. I'm like, yeah, there's something to be had there. We're going to go investigate them. They were like, oh, we don't want any part of that little briar patch. We're going to get rid of our little second state of emergency after all. So this is the kind of stuff we need to do. Wherever you see injustice in your town, in your county, in your state, you need to be on it like a duck on a June bug. You need to jump on that. You need to tell them, we ain't doing it. Power the people. Name and shame your tyrants. Let their skeletons in their closet be known. And a lot of times you can get them to resign or minimally pull back that bad plan.
Yeah, name and shame them on the local level where they can't hide. You know, they're not buffered in the same way on a federal or even on the state level. So hitting them locally is really, really important.
100%.
There's a friend of mine. I don't know if you've encountered Jonathan Emord. He's the FDA Dragon Slayer. He's beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times in court.
Really?
On selenium and other issues. And he realized that even though they win, they don't win. Because the FDA goes on doing whatever and ignores the courts.
Right.
And so he has now set up an exploratory committee to run for the United States Senate in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine in 2 years from now. And he will win. He's got support, and he's a constitutional guy like a Ron Paul. Can't be bought. And he's been a friend of mine for decades now.
Amazing.
In fact, he's been on my show every week. We do the Sacred Fire of Liberty together.
Oh.
So there's a coming event just not far from you, Glendale, California.
Yeah,
I believe
close.
Like the 18th of February on a Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And I'd love for you to be there with us.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be there for that.
Shoot me a text. Okay. Give me the data. I'd love to show
I'm
going to
share that
time.
One. Yeah. So those of you who don't know, Emord4VA, Emord, E-M-O-R-D, 4VA.com. And it looks like there's going to be a major announcement on the 31st of January. So coming up. And, you know, I realize that we're not looking to solve all our problems at the federal level, but we still do need people that know and and really live the Constitution in their hearts and minds and spirits at that level to begin to have impact on those that are up there while we work locally as well. So it's a multi-pronged approach is my point. I'm not looking for political saviors, but he's a friend. I know him well, and I am fully in support of him being there. I would love to see him doing his ability to communicate what he's done on my show in the Senate. That would be fun.
Yeah, we need more people lighting it up from a variety of places.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to be fighting these fires on all fronts, you know, local, state, federal, countrywide, worldwide stages. You know, we did a nationwide walkout. That thing ended up going worldwide,
yeah,
where back in November 21, when half the states, all the blue states were still locked down, you know, we're like, this is it. We're going to be walking off. They're trying to mandate. All of these workers don't want the mandates, and they were all wanting to do the little strikes and walkouts. And I said, y'all need to do it at the same time. We're going to do a one-week walkout, and nobody heard about it because mainstream didn't cover it. But I am here to tell you, man, we had Procter & Gamble, we had Raytheon, we had aerospace, we had telecom, we had nuclear, we had power, water, trash, and we had transportation workers who controlled half the supply chain walk out. And when you get that many people walking out simultaneously, the judges start to get a little scared. And what did we see at the end of that week? Friday, November 12th was our first ruling where Biden's vaccine mandate was struck down as unconstitutional by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal. And all the patriots were like, oh, the judges finally got in the game. Praise the judges. And I'm like, no. You praise yourselves,
yeah,
because the courts of law follow the courts of public opinion.
Yeah, they got a little bit nervous. you know, there are things happening in history that they know within the judicial system. If they go too far, you know, go back in history, you read about the hanging posses. That's the stuff that happened.
It's a thing.
Yeah, so, Lee, as far as, you know, moving forward, do you think that they bit off more than they can chew, right? That idea that they thought they had us, right? With all of the intensity and fervor, they went for it with COVID, and it's like the shots. Oh my gosh, there are people now that never in their life would have thought of asking a question about one vaccine, much less the COVID one, and now every one of them before. Doctors are now looking back going, oh, maybe we were lied to about that. We've been trying to tell them for decades.
Yeah.
But it's happening now.
Yeah. Well, when you have the lesbian medical doctor married to another woman, and this lesbian medical doctor ran like the Australian Ministry of Health or something, very highly placed, and as recently as March of last year, so 9-10 months ago, she was still tweeting, like, I think the unvaccinated kids should not be allowed on campus unless they've had all their vaccines and all their boosters. I mean, so Nazi on the other side. Like, let's just call it what it is, right?
Yeah.
And that woman is now vaccine injured, as is her life partner. And she is now one of the most vocal opponents down in Australia, which is super tyrannical, against the vaccine. We are picking up friends in all kinds of places you would not expect. We are winning the war. 90% of CNN watchers are no longer watching. 42% of Democrats are watching Tucker and Hannity. When you got half the liberals in this country tuning into Fox every night, that is a sign. The pendulum is swinging. We're just still being lied to, but it's all smoke and mirrors. We are making progress. We just need to stay the course.
Yeah, I think about filmmaker Jennifer Sharp, the movie Anecdotals. She produced that. You know, she's a Hollywood producer of movies, and yet she was shunned by her fellow leftist-leaning Democrats because she was injured. And she spoke and told her story, and she said, I have to make this film about people who are being marginalized. And, you know, ideally, none of this should be a political issue. This is so not political, but yet it's been made so to divide us, of course.
Well, the irony is that the left's battle cry, my body, my choice, suddenly doesn't apply to your left arm.
Yeah.
It applies to your uterus, according to the left, but it doesn't apply to keeping a needle out of your arm.
It's very inconsistent.
Very.
And we call out hypocrisy on the right or left, so just so yes, you know, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. We want consistency.
Don't be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Don't sit down and be a shy coward. Like, the time is now, and you got to join the fight. But we are starting to win, courtesy of people like your friend Jennifer, and a whole bunch of other folks. I mean, Dennis Quaid apparently is one of us. Who knew?
Yeah.
Somebody invited me to a red carpet thing. It's called Grid Down Power Up, and you can go to griddownpowerup.com. I watched. I got there late. I only saw 30 minutes, but you know, 9 transformers and our grid's gone, guys. One is suitcase EMP that they can't even trace back to whatever foreign country sent them here, and our grid is down. And you're not even having water and gasoline at the pump because all that stuff runs off of electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, we need to start getting these films made. People need to continue. That was an issue I was not fully briefed on. I knew a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Our job job. We are put here to learn, to grow, and to apply what we know. When we know more, we do better. And we need to start learning from the people who have got working hamster wheels on all these topics and applying it at a grassroots level, doing every part we can. And together, you know, we're going to fight this injustice down, and we're going to get back to a free and normal society, because this country was born in freedom. And God is with us, and I believe she is going to continue in freedom.
Yeah, that's the one thing for listeners around the world that are drawn to this message of freedom, and we know we have you from all over. What's unique about the United States, and I'm not saying we've always lived up to it, that's, you know, it's a human experience we have, but the first nation in recorded history that acknowledged that sovereignty was with the people, which means what? The rights come from God, not government, and government serves the people, not the other way around.
Not the other way.
We've lost sight of that big time, you know, and in my lifetime I've had to regain an understanding I never had growing up, because my parents didn't know. You know,
I know.
We all lost it, so.
We are the government. They work for us. And the doctors work for us, too. I mean, and the lawyers work for us. Like, I don't know why we don't think of ourselves in that position of power, but we really, really need to start doing that, because the power lies with the individual person, and it is multiplied exponentially when we lock arms together and put our sights on a given goal and take whatever that next hill is. So that is what we are charged to do. That is what we are doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate this time, but I also love this time, because it's brought people like you, people like your listeners, people like that are in here in this Clay Clark event. I never would have met y'all before 2020.
Right.
This is
yeah.
the silver lining, and now we know if a person's for God or country or not, because they either are muzzled or they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we have been brought together, and we recognize one another at a time where we might have walked right by each other.
Correct.
And you know, that I am made stronger because I know you.
Exactly.
And I'm uplifted by many of the relationships that have happened because of the crazy lockdown COVID nonsense that took place that was apparently necessary to wake us up and get us together.
There's a purpose for everything, even the stuff we don't like, guys. And this was one heck of a wake-up call. They poked the hornet's nest. But
mm-hmm.
I believe that they did what, you know, the Japanese commander, after they bombed Pearl Harbor, he was interviewed later. And folks were like, oh, you did an amazing thing, you know, you bombed America.
Yeah.
And what he said, and I'm going to slaughter it, but it was something along the lines of, I fear we have poked the sleeping bear.
Yeah, we just lost the war. That's,
yeah,
he knew was happening.
He knew.
All right, as we wrap up here with Lee Dundas, tell us how to find you for those that want to know more about all the awesomeness that you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, you can find me at freedomfighternation.org. All of the creative plays that I use that you can use in your county, they're talked about on that website. Again, it is freedomfighternation.org, because that's what we are, a nation of freedom fighters.
Lee Dundas, freedomfighternation.org. God bless you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, in between some Nashville interviews from the Reawaken America Tour, Super Don and I are back in studio for a moment to talk about a health issue that has everybody in various states of confusion. Before I got on the air today, I had two eggs with runny yolks. That's called oats.
Robert, what are you doing?
You're
going to give me cardiovascular disease, and it's going to make you fat and have a heart attack and a stroke. Come on, man.
Are you falling prey to the cholesterol myth?
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, there's a Healthline article here that says cardiovascular disease, eating 5 eggs per week may help lower your risk. So I'm like, 5 eggs? Screw that. Let me do 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
10 eggs. Holy cow.
Yeah, very often I will eat 10 eggs in a week.
A chicken somewhere just went,
yeah, sorry, stole your eggs there. Look, I have been on this topic since I opened the microphone in 1999. This is one of the first things where I would call the doctors out. You guys are morons. Eggs are not causing cardiovascular disease. Now, if you're eating factory farmed eggs, you know what I mean? The chickens are eating nasty stuff. In the past, there might have been antibiotics in the feed and who knows what else. That's problematic for other reasons. But when you're talking about pastured eggs coming from free-ranging chickens eating, you know, what they're designed to eat, you got a superfood. Eggs are a superfood. I'm not like, I don't speak for the Poultry Association, Super Don.
No.
But the baseline here is a study who found people who ate 5 or more eggs weekly had improvements and some risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Now, those five eggs did contain a lot of cholesterol because the yolk does.
Right.
They had lower blood pressure and blood sugar. They also had less risk for high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. Now, guess what? The caveat, dietitians, dunderheaded dietitians. It's too soon to conclude that eggs are good for the heart because, of course, there's a lot of cholesterol in there. Never mind the good vitamin D and choline and B vitamins and other amazing things. They still are under the impression that cholesterol clogs the arteries. And that is only true when you have pre-existing inflammatory components damaging and injuring the lining of the vascular system, which necessitates patch and repair and healing, which then, and only then, will they call it the low-density lipoproteins, the sticky stuff that goes in and sticks to repair like you have an injury or a wound outside your body. I mean, Super D, do you get ticked off if you get a cut or a scrape that something comes in to help coagulate blood and create fiber and fibers to cross over and regrow tissue? Are you upset when that happens? You're like,
no, I'd rather that than bleed to death, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so my argument about the cholesterol issue is that cholesterol saves your life in those circumstances internally, and you don't even know it's happening. The problem is because people don't know what's happening, they don't know what's really causing the inflammation and damage to their arteries, then they go in and blame what? The cholesterol calcifying because it's been patching and patching and patching. The repair never happens fully because the kids, the adults, and everybody in between that don't know and don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show have no earthly idea that these toxic poisons, including glyphosate now, damaging the connective tissue, create necessities, in other words, responses of substances like cholesterol, which also is your precursor for your youth hormones, and it's blamed wrongly as the cause, yet it's the life-saving element in heart disease. Keeps you alive long enough to have a heart attack one day.
That's very counterintuitive to many people.
I know. Still, after all these years, I mean, come on, 24 years into this, and they're still going, well, I don't know, Robert. Dietitians are a little worried that you've got this egg thing going on. It's not an egg fetish. I like eggs.
You know, I think with eggs, I think rather than having a heart attack, I think you might die from sticker shock right now.
Yeah, the price will give you a heart attack. By the way, our friends at Nutritional Frontiers have this amazing formula called NRDMG. Dimethylglycine, which can bind and help displace the glyphosate. I talk about the active ingredient in Roundup. You don't know. It's in everything. And even though I eat organic, I'm still now taking these lozenges every day, and it's been an amazing addition to my daily regimen. And you can go to NutritionalFrontiers.com, enter the code RSB15, get a discount on everything they have, including sale items, a 15% additional discount. RSB15. So shout out to Nutritional Frontiers. Please check out the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for the email that is a newsletter that Super Don puts out from time to time. And you can do that by texting RSB, my initials RSB, to 22828. That's right. Send it to 22828. Put R for Robert, S for Scott, B for Bell, RSB, and you'll get plugged in right away. And if you've got cardiovascular concerns, get on that cardio miracle for sure. Take some Sovereign Copper for sure. And you can do great with silica as well as connective tissue insurance. So thanks for being here, y'all. We got another segment with a fired up Texas lawyer who was there on January 6th after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S.
USA News update. Former top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't foresee a repeat of 2020's COVID scenario. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he also ruled out the likelihood of a federal mask mandate despite a rise in cases.
We're having an uptick in cases, which is being reflected by an uptick about 17% or more in hospitalizations. There's no doubt that that is going on. It is likely that that will increase as we get into the fall.
President Biden voiced his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. The president acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China and expressed anticipation for a meeting with Chinese President Xi. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency order restricting public firearm carry in Albuquerque has faced an immediate legal challenge from the National Association for Gun Rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Robert Scott Bell Show back with a new friend, a new guest here on the show from our event that we have partaken in, the Clay Clark event, Reawaken America Tour. Met so many amazing people. And, you know, it's not my first thought to go, hey, you know what, I want to talk to another lawyer on this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, I was like, I don't know about that. But I heard this guy's story, and I was very intrigued. Joining us now from Texas, Paul M. Davis, and he's known as the Fired Up Texas Lawyer. We'll talk to him about his experience in law. But Yeah, I guess we got to start at the most controversial place. That was the January 6th event, where you were outside of the Capitol, not inside, and you got, I don't know if lack of a better way to say firebomb, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're here doing, you're protesting peacefully, and you get what, tear gas? I mean, what's happening here?
So wait, you're saying January 6th was controversial?
Oh, no, not really. No, I mean, yeah, the only insurrection that happened with really no arms at all, and of course, the controversy of President Biden, if he's president, is, hey, you need F-15. You can do this. I mean, come on, dude.
Right.
Really?
Come on, man.
What are you trying to instigate? Anyway, you're peacefully protesting. People are upset. They do that all the time. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that were violent in protesting that, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they were just given a pass. But you're there. You get tear gas. You're an attorney already?
Yes.
Out of Texas?
Yeah.
And you get, I guess, smeared by the leftist media.
You might say that, yeah. So basically, I showed up at the Capitol. I really just wanted to hear the speeches and just make my presence known that I do not agree with what was going on, where they were just going to, all of our congressmen and senators were just going to look the other way and let things go. And I wanted them to know that I was not okay with that. And so I was just standing outside the Capitol, just using my voice to protest. And for that, I got tear gassed, and they shot flashbang grenades were exploding all around me. And I was so shocked that I pulled out my phone and made an Instagram story about it, because I was just like, people need to know. I mean, this is, I'm.
And you were one of many that were there and protesting and talking and astonished by what was occurring. And then, of course, this impacted your job. Were you at a law firm at the time?
I was. So I had just gotten what was somewhat of a dream job for me. I had worked in large international law firms for about 9 years, and then finally got a job as in-house counsel with a great company, or so I thought, called Goosehead Insurance. And I was loving life at that point. I mean, leading up to January 6th, I had gotten engaged. I had bought a house. I, got this great job that I loved. And then all of a sudden, I get back to my hotel after being at the Capitol, and a friend texted me a screenshot of this tweet where this journalist, so-called, named Roger Sullenberger for Salon, now he's with Daily Beast, made a tweet saying, "This is Paul Davis. Paul's an attorney. He's Associate General Counsel, Goosehead Insurance, and Human Resources Director, and today he stormed the Capitol to stage a coup against the government and documented on Instagram." And they had he had a highly selectively edited version of my Instagram story, pretty much only showing me getting tear gassed, inferring that, the implication was that I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Why would you get tear gassed unless you're doing something wrong?
You lose your job, you lose your fiance. It sounds like a bad country song.
I say that. I was like, I'll either say my life turned into the Book of Job or a country song on steroids. Those are generally the two go-to phrases I use to describe what happened to me, because I was engaged. I very excited about getting married, and our whole group of friends pretty much broke up over that as well, because it was all couples we used to hang out with. And and then I had to sell my house because I was all over the news and couldn't get another job in the legal industry. So it was pretty bad.
You're at a crossroads you didn't know you were at,
right?
Suddenly thrust into that. And then the question is, what do I do now?
That exactly right. I mean, I really hit rock bottom, and the only thing that got me through was just my faith in God. And I just had this moment where I felt like giving up. I couldn't even remember the last time I made it through a day without crying, because I just didn't, my whole life was just shattered, and I just felt like this strong impression that I was supposed to start my own law firm, which I didn't want to do. It sounded miserable.
A little daunting.
I announced in the groups that I attended, just different patriot groups in the community, that I was doing this. And then the very next week, Biden announced the vaccine mandates. And then all of a sudden I was one of the only, really to my knowledge, the only conservative employment lawyer in the country. That was my specialty. And, being a former HR director, I know how the dough is made,
right,
And so I was able to use all that knowledge to word exemption letters and all that in a way that
you're helping people that really wanted to not be molested by government mandate.
Exactly.
Interesting. And so you really, that chart of or the course of action you charted at that point, I think is as valuable, maybe more valuable than what you thought you were doing before.
Oh, absolutely.
You were called to do something else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am so grateful. Now I can say I'm so grateful all that happened, because I'm much more excited about the direction that God has me on, and I'm making a difference, and I saved hundreds of people's jobs just helping them get exemptions, and now we're bringing some lawsuits against these companies who didn't grant the exemptions, and you know, now we're suing social media companies under the new Texas anti-censorship law, and I've sued a school board president for violating people's First Amendment rights by dragging parents and protesters out of a meeting just for expressing their views.
We've heard people arrested for simply speaking out, and so we need people that, like yourself, that would represent them. Now, what about the contrary? And this is kind of off the wall, but maybe not here at this environment. The idea that an attorney takes an oath to the bar, right? And oftentimes you find out that their loyalty seems to be to the court and the judge, and not the client who says, "Hey, I need help. I'm not expert." You know, how do you navigate that? Have you had that?
Well, you know, I'm proud to say I'm probably the most grievanced attorney in the state of Texas as far as people in the last 2 years filing ethics complaints against me for just for being a January 6th, you know, calling me a white supremacist and an insurrectionist and all this. I had a federal judge try to get me disbarred from the Western District of Texas federal court. I was able to defeat that. And then, you know, for bringing that school board lawsuit, the superintendent and the school board president blatantly lied. They sent a complaint to the bar that was just full of lies, just blatant lies. I was able to disprove that and survive, get that dismissed. But, you know, yeah, my license is attacked all the time. And, you know, my loyalty is not, definitely not to the bar or the courts. It's to God. And you know, I have a moral obligation and an ethical obligation to represent my clients. So that's what I do.
So if you're in Texas, check out this guy, Fired Up Texas Lawyer. TX for TexasLawyer.com, and I found him on Instagram, Fired Up Texas Lawyer as well. We're connected there, and doing tremendous work. Now, you mentioned the lawsuits about censorship, right? Texas had passed a law that said, you know, social media companies are not exempt to First Amendment, you know, the freedoms that are, I guess, well, I try to explain this in a way that it's nuanced in law. I'm not an attorney, but that the First Amendment doesn't grant us any rights, doesn't grant us a free speech right. The free speech right pre-existed,
right,
and it's designed to protect us from government overreach primarily. But the plausible explanation they say is that, well, we're private companies. We're not under that same kind of thing. How do you pierce that?
Well, I don't have to. The Fifth Circuit has done that work for me. So when this lawsuit, or when this statute was passed, it went into effect December 2021. It's a law. It's a Texas law that prohibits social media platforms from censoring anyone based on their viewpoint if you live in the state of Texas or if you do business in Texas. So, you know, even if you're not, let's say you just have a social media account somewhere and you live in another state, you know, if you add an affiliate link and you market some product to, and you have any followers, if you have any followers in Texas, you'd be protected.
Mm-hmm.
But the platforms, the industry groups, this group called NetChoice and another one whose name I can't recall, it's a big long name, brought a lawsuit against Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, to prevent enforcement of this law. And they brought a facial challenge to the law, saying it was patently unconstitutional because it limits the platform's so-called First Amendment right to censor. And the Fifth Circuit, this went up to the Fifth Circuit. You had a woke judge in Austin, Texas, that said our Texas law is unconstitutional, that there's a right to censor. The Fifth Circuit said, absolutely not. This is not how the First Amendment works. Mm-hmm. It protects an individual's God-given right, as you pointed out, to free speech. It does not give in the exact words of the Fifth Circuit, it does not confer a, you know, freewheeling right to censor what people say to a private corporation.
Wow.
And the way this law works, you know, because you said, you know, it is a private corporation, the First Amendment protects you against oppression by the government, mm-hmm, on your rights. But, you know, there's the concept of a common carrier, like, you know, we have airlines and right, cell phone companies and power companies that provide services as a common carrier. Same thing with social media. They have created this new public square. The Supreme Court has even recognized it's a public square for free speech, and they have made themselves monopolists in this public square, and so the Texas legislature has every right to regulate them as common carriers. That's what this law does, and there's nothing unconstitutional about it. So
the controversy, of course, is that the desire for the government, which we've seen through Freedom of Information Act requests, other revelations of whistleblowers to say they have absolutely colluded with these social media companies to suppress and censor, that the precedent could be set via Texas that they could no longer get away with this, even so, you know, in a secretive way.
Yeah, correct. That's correct. So, you know, you could, you know, absent the Texas law, you could still conceivably bring a First Amendment action against the social media platforms for colluding with the federal government to suppress our rights, you know, under the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the government can't just have a private corporation do what they otherwise are not entitled to do. That is unlawful under the First Amendment. But, yeah, the Texas law makes it much simpler because, you know, if you get censored, you get a right to a court order lifting the censorship, whatever it might be, and being banned or shadow banned or just restricted in any way. And then you're entitled to your attorney's fees as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have two lawsuits going right now. They're kind of the forerunners. So there's a lot of procedural issues we have to figure out. For instance, are these lawsuits, should they just stay in Texas court? I would say they should, because they're Texas statutory cases, but the platforms are arguing that, oh, they should be in federal court because there's all these federal questions implicated.
Right.
The law is not on their side, let me tell you. The arguments are garbage. But, you know, a lot of it depends on which judge you get. So we have one Obama-appointed judge, one Trump-appointed judge, so we'll see which way those go.
So right now, am I to understand that you're arguing for it to remain in state court rather than going to federal court in this case?
That is one issue.
Okay.
The other issue is that, and this is probably the bigger issue, when you join Facebook or Instagram, you're required to acknowledge their user terms, which contain, unbeknownst to probably most people, a forum selection clause that says if any conflict, you know, if you're going to sue one of these companies, you have to sue them in the Northern District of California, which is San Francisco. So
right.
We all know how that's going to go. Every single judge in San Francisco is a Democrat, far leftist, and California has some very unfavorable laws on free speech, which they could apply since it's in the forum state.
Yeah.
So it's vital to the survival of this law that we keep these lawsuits in Texas, and you can... You know, when you have no bargaining power to change a clause like that, it's called a contract of adhesion. Those are disfavored.
Right.
And so if the law of the forum state, which is Texas, if the public policy is against that, then it shouldn't be enforced. And it's pretty clear in the statute that it shouldn't be.
Stand by. We're going to talk more with Paul Davis when we come back about this suit and where things go from here, free speech and beyond. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Please share the show. Social media doesn't really like us. They shadow ban and ban us. We've been banned a number of times, but we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. and Extendivite as all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Scott Belcher. All right, well, we're talking with Paul Davis here, and he's got Paul Davis and Associates, FiredUpTexasLawyer.com. That's FiredUpTX for TexasLawyer.com. And it's a great conversation I'm having with you, and I appreciate your efforts in doing what you're doing. Now, do you have a client here that you're representing? Are you suing on behalf of yourself? And
I do have a client that I'm representing in the social media lawsuits. Well, the first client I had was Chad Prather, who is pretty well known. He has a show on Blaze TV. He's got millions of followers on Facebook and is a comedian. He was running for governor in the Republican primary in Texas. And lo and behold, 7 days before the election, Facebook, he was out there bad-mouthing Greg Abbott because, well, it turns out Greg Abbott was, you know, saying he was going to ban social media censorship. He was also talking with Facebook to bring a facility to the state of Texas.
Conflict of interest?
Yeah. I think so, and that's kind of a whole other story, but Facebook put Chad Prather in Facebook jail, as they call it, you know, a week before the election. He wasn't able to make any posts, so we went to court, and we filed the lawsuit. The next day, we were in a temporary restraining order hearing with Facebook, and we won. They were forced to lift the restrictions, and then we just kind of let the lawsuit go after that, because that's really all Chad wanted to do. But we have now brought, the first one I filed was for Texas Nationalist Movement. Now, this is the organization in Texas that is advocating to place a referendum on Texas independence on the ballot through a democratic process. And they're actually going, the Texas legislature, somebody is going to introduce that as a bill this session. And it has actually pretty wild popular support in Texas. I think 60% was the last poll would support placing it on the ballot, at least. Facebook's saying that's illegal, which it's not. There's no provision in the Constitution that says you can't do that. There's no provision of federal law that says you can't do that. And We sued them, and we're having those fights in, that one's in the Eastern District of Tech. Well, we filed in state court in Jefferson County. Facebook removed it to federal court. That's automatic. If you file a notice of removal alleging some, you know, federal jurisdiction, it automatically, and then it's on, then we have to file a motion to remand to get it back to state court.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing in that case. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that many years ago as a non-lawyer working with some people when we were sued. I was with a homeopathic company at the time by a bunch of what we called them quackbusters in California. They were just trying to shake companies down. And, we were in Atlanta in Georgia, so we remanded their state action to the federal district in Georgia, and they just dropped it, I mean, at that point. And there were others that fought it in the state, and it was just an ugly situation because California has some ridiculous laws.
Oh, they do.
But, again, that's, my journey into the legal system, which I try to avoid. Yeah, and most people try to, of course.
Well, that brings up a good point because, one of the things I'm working on is, there are not enough conservative lawyers to go around. I get calls all the time with cases I can't take that are good cases. We just don't have the capacity. So what I'm trying to do is take, we've created this online community. We're about to roll it out. It's just called Class Action Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
People can, if you just go to my website that we mentioned, thefiredup.txlawyer.com, just put in, it'll prompt you for your email address. Just put your email in and then we will email out the information when that's ready to go. It'll basically give everything that we're doing. We'll create templates. If you want to sue a government official for violating your First Amendment rights or what have you, we'll teach people about civil procedure, how to be your own lawyer, basically, and as a way to, people can join our class actions, as a result of being part of that community. And we'll have many more. I mean, we want to sue the Department of Justice for viewpoint discrimination and retaliation under the First Amendment with regard to everything, going on since January 6th. And, I think the big pharmaceutical companies and the government need to be sued for tortiously interfering with people's jobs. You can't do that.
Right. One of the things I'd love to see, whether it be through a lawyer attorney action on the state level, would be to kick the FDA out of the state.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And allow for health freedom in one state. Maybe it be Texas, and it would be a boon to the economy of Texas or any state that would do that. The first health freedom state in the nation that says, you know what, when it comes to FDA, they can pound sand. We have freedom. The people want these forms of natural medicines, and they will compete side by side with the drugs FDA says are monopolistic. So I just planted that seed for future action.
I've been saying that. I mean, I think Florida, actually, I saw somewhere in the news that some legislator in Florida, I think, is trying to get a bill passed that would basically expel the feds from Florida, which I'm like, that's what states need to do. And that's why, Texas Nationalist Movement wants a referendum on the ballot, because the federal government is not protecting our rights. They're not upholding their end of the bargain.
Tenth Amendment, man.
To provide a Republican form of government. We're going to do that.
Yeah, where the federal government exceeds its constitutional authority, powers, then the feds can pound sand. The states and the people have an obligation to stop and not cooperate. Anti-commandeering doctrine and beyond. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time here. So nice to meet Paul Davis. Y'all check him out. And again, fired up TXLawyer.com. God bless you, my new friend.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And remember, the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.